This news from Iraq. 4 more American soldiers were killed by a bomb northwest of Baghdad today. There was also a political assassination. A leading Sunni politician was shot dead, this just 2 days before Thursday's historic parliamentary elections. Misar al-Dulami was campaigning in the city of Ramadi, that's west of Baghdad. In northern Iraq, the ethnic Kurdish region, political candidates worry that a big Sunni vote may cost them seats in the National Assembly. The Sunnis boycotted the last election but are actively participating in this one. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Kurdish city of Erbil. Ivan, how would you describe the mood among Kurds as these elections approach?
Well, this is a relatively peaceful area, so you do have open campaigning. The posters are up everywhere. There have been free concerts, pop concerts organized out in a park just nearby me today by one of the ruling Kurdish parties here to try and drum up support to drive up the nationalist fervor ahead of Thursday's vote. We've got kids riding around in taxis and cars, honking their horns, waving flags. So they're really trying to mobilize for this election. And I think there are some concerns within the Kurdish leadership about trying to get a high voter turnout.
What do the Kurds think is at stake for them here?
Well, once again, it's trying to assert their autonomy and their voice in Iraq. Basically, most Kurds you talk to want an independent state, but recognize they can't have independence. So the next best thing, they figure, is to have a federal structure in Iraq that gives Iraqi Kurdistan a lot of autonomy, control over resources, their own security forces, to make sure that the Arab majority to the south can never persecute them again. So the goal would be to try to maintain a strong bloc in Baghdad, a large number of parliamentary seats. They recognize that they'll probably lose at least 20 seats that they currently control to Sunni Arabs, but they still want to be one of the key coalition makers, a kingmaker, so to speak, if anybody sets up a coalition so that they can still make their voice heard down there.
There are various Kurdish parties campaigning against each other. Is there a leading Kurdish candidate? We'll note that the president of Iraq right now is a Kurd.
Absolutely. That's Jalal Talabani. He is the leader of one of two parties that have controlled separate parts of Iraqi Kurdistan for the past 13 years. They've really governed these two areas, and they have united once again on a combined list called the Kurdistan Alliance, and they've brought in a lot of other parties. And their control over this area is nearly complete. They control the security forces. Their influence pervades through every union, student group. They are very, very powerful here. And they do stifle, at times, freedom of speech and opposition parties.
Well, just how free and fair do these elections look to be in the Kurdish province?
Well, there are different parties. They are allowed to put up their posters, competing ballots, for instance. But again, that influence from the ruling parties is very complete. I went and met with the election commissioner here. It's supposed to be an impartial body. And the man, over the course of a 5-minute conversation, basically endorsed the Kurdistan Alliance list and kind of poo-pooed the opposition ballots. So that gives you a sense of how deep everything runs through. The security for these elections is run by security forces that are basically loyal to the two parties that have controlled power in this region for the past 13 years.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Erbil in northern Iraq. Ivan, thank you for being with us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.